Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are greatly appreciated, and they're always welcome. You know, we're a listener-supported podcast. If it wasn't for you, the listening audience, we wouldn't be here. So you're what helps us stay on the air each and every week and each and every month. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Okay, folks, in case you're just new and joining us for today, we're a podcast, an alternative media podcast, and we're dedicated to news for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We believe in God and Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we also believe in, you know, current and world events and what's happening right now, according to the book of Revelation. And that's kind of where we're at right now. That kind of sums up the podcast. We cover news and current events and anything and everything that's going on in the world and how it relates to biblical prophecy, especially right now. Beings that were living in the book of Revelation in the Bible, at least for the Christians out there and the people that are just joining us and tuning in, welcome. I want to talk to you today, folks, about the global elite and the massive food shortages, the worldwide food shortages going on. I think I did a podcast, I believe, about two or three podcasts ago, so about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. The global food shortages are serious and they're real. Here in the United States, the global food shortages are engineered. They're pre-engineered and they're rigged. What a lot of you folks don't realize is that they're trying this fake Russian narrative, and that's what they keep pumping and pumping, meaning the mass media, the global elites, the people that basically want to kill off three quarters of the world. The global elites being, and I'll go back and let me explain something, that the global elites being the Rothschilds family over in Europe, the Rockefellers, David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation, and all the Rockefellers here in the United States, and the whole group of elites that think they're better than everybody else, think that they can run the world better than everybody else. And this will also include the Bush family. A lot of people might get a little upset because I'm picking on Republicans now, but also Obama knows, the Obama family, Clintons know, the Bushes know, George Soros, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, you know, everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows the gig. Everybody knows that the poor American people and the global people around the world, that they can treat everybody as if they're just plain stupid. What you have to realize, and it says in the Bible, he that has ears, let him hear. He who has he who has eyes, let him see. He who has a mouth, let him speak. But God gave you two ears and two eyes and one mouth. So in other words, see and hear more than you speak. And when you speak, speak very wisely. And so that's what I've learned over the years. And that's just in my own mindset that I've learned that through mistakes and misgivings over the years, that, you know, you have two eyes and two ears, look at something, listen to things, and then decide to speak once you have enough information and fact based on whatever topic or conversation you're getting into when you're discussing with people. And so that's how the good Lord gifted you, and that's how he gifted humanity and every human being in the world. And so what's going on with the food situation? I'll tell you, they're destroying, here in the United States and around the world, they're destroying farms. A lot of these farms you're seeing on the local and national news, and food production plants, quote unquote, are catching fire. Now, if one plant caught fire and was random, okay, it was just random, meaning it just caught fire out of the blue, I would say, okay. If two plants caught fire, I would say, well, that's kind of still strange, but okay. But not two plants have caught fire. You've had dozens of plants and farms and these companies that manufacture food, all over the United States catching fire. So then they can go again and blame it on Russia. Well, a lot of people don't know. Russia is making Europe pay in rubles. Well, the United States, i.e. the globalists that run, the bankers that run the United States and that run the UK and all these other countries that post sanctions on Russia, they said, well, Mr. Putin, the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, we're going to slap you with sanctions. So Putin got together again with his finance minister. He came up with a good plan and said, just make him pay in rubles. Well, while we're sanctioning him, the U.S. dollar is taking a dip and dropping like a dead, like a dead rat, basically. It's dropping very quickly. The ruble and Russia's economies went up. So sanctions never hurt Russia. They outthought the geniuses, the global elite geniuses that are running the United States of America. It's not President Joe Biden. He's a joke. He's a puppet. You know, you have Obama behind President Biden that's really running the show. And then even Obama is being told what to do by the global elites that are in charge and running the world. So that brings us back to the food supply. The food supply here in the United States and around the world is engineered and rigged. Just like the food supply and all the wheat over in Ukraine, they produce about 24% of the world's wheat. And Russia, of course, produces about a third or a little more of the gas and natural oil over there. So, you know, when Russia flips the switch, you don't pay in rubles, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now they've interrupted the wheat production over there in Ukraine because they're one of the, between wheat and corn, they're one of the, third or fourth largest in that region of the world producers of wheat and corn. You wonder why we're in a food shortage. You wonder why we're in a food, that food prices are skyrocketing. It's all globally engineered, folks. This stuff doesn't have to happen. It is happening again, so the elites can bring in the system. They can ring in the system, rather, the New World Order, which is known as the Mark of the Beast system. Those people in Revelation, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. You know, and it says in there, I'll just summarize it. It says in there, basically, if you don't have the mark, you can't buy, sell, or trade. And he that have the mark, let him know what his number is. And that number is 666. So basically, if you're not marked with 666, if you do not have the mark of the beast, and that could be a microchip, that could be an invisible barcode implanted underneath your skin, you can't buy, sell, or trade. It doesn't matter whether you be rich or whether you be poor. Free or in bond. So in other words, if you're a prisoner or else you're free, you still can't, unless you have the mark, you cannot buy, sell, or trade. And that's in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 16 through 18 that highlights that, folks. And so you have to understand what's going on here, that this is pre-engineered. This is pre-engineered to bring in a one world order, a new world order, as the globalist Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, or WEF for short. That's what they say. They say they want to bring in a new world order. They have to do that. They have to collapse the American economy. They have to make inflation under this clown, this person running the White House, supposedly calls himself president as Joe Biden, skyrocketing prices. It's all part of the plan. Skyrocketing food shortages around the world, especially in the United States. They're even killing cattle. They're burning down food production plants. They're destroying their own pigs. They're destroying their own beef and cattle, their own chickens. They're claiming now, this just in here the last 3 or 4 days, they're claiming now there's a form of bird flu out, quote unquote, and it only infects these farms that people are raising chickens and different things and now poultry and turkeys and so on and so forth. So then that's an excuse to kill millions and millions of animals, saying they've been contaminated with a bird flu. You know, and it's just insanity. It's insanity. I never, ever, ever in the world, in my dreams, thought I'd be living in this insane world. But here we are, folks. Here we are. And I thank God, and those folks, all you folks listening to this podcast, I thank God for you listening to this podcast every day. And I want to encourage you to keep listening to this podcast each and every week. And I want to encourage you to get into your Bible, into the Word of God, and don't ever, ever doubt God. It's all part of the plan. This has to happen according to the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible. This has to happen. We have to go through the process because Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior, will be coming and will return. Okay? He will return. He will return with an army and decimate all the evil, and he will return. Now I want to just say something controversial here. My family and I politely disagree on this aspect, and this is a huge, huge aspect. And I go back biblically to the Bible, okay? I want to just say this, folks. I don't necessarily believe in the word rapture. Matter of fact, I don't believe in that word rapture. The word rapture, meaning what biblically it says in the Bible, you can check any Bible. It says caught up, C-A-U-G-H-T-U-P, caught up. Jesus caught up. This person was caught up to heaven. These are examples. You have to understand, folks, that those people following this rapture saying, okay, Eric, I agree. You know, you might be stuck down there when S-H-I-T hits the fan. Excuse my language, folks. But when proverbial poop hits the fan, but I'm going to be raptured out of here. You'll be down there. I'll be praying for you. I'll be raptured out of there, brother. And I tell people the same thing. And all the people in my family are brainwashed except for me, basically. There's just a couple of us. We don't believe in the rapture. We believe in the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. But we do not believe in the rapture. We do not believe that people are going to be just raptured out of the out of the country, out of the world, right into heaven. Now, could that happen? Sure, it can. But they're not going to be raptured. They'll be caught up. That's the key word. So rapture is not in the Bible, folks. You can look this up. You can go through cover to cover. This is where I stand my ground, and I stand my ground very hard on this. And this is one of a few things. And on my religion and on God, I stand my ground and won't budge for anything, won't budge for man. And so you got to understand how over the years words get twisted. Now, can you be caught up to heaven? Well, sure you can. It's all throughout the Bible, different places in the Bible where there's...
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This person or that person or Enoch, or you go back to different places in the Bible where this person was caught up to heaven, this person talked to God and they were caught up. And so that's biblically correct. I want to tell you what is biblically correct. I do not want to tell you misinformation, okay? So I want you folks to understand that hell will break loose. We are going through global food shortages, and when the gas prices go up, these elite people, again, the families that I named and everybody controlling the world, the bankers and all the elites, when the gas prices go up, food goes up. It's just common sense. When food goes up, everyone suffers, and then sometimes there's not enough food. We are only, and I repeat only, folks, 90 days or less from a major food shortage. That's all the food we have here in the United States. So we got about 2 to 3 months worth of food. And even if people are stockpiling, which I hope and pray you are getting a supply of food, you know, backup food, medication, that this type of thing, because proverbial poop will hit the fan, okay? Proverbial poop will hit the fan shortly. Time frame of when proverbial poop will hit the fan? Right around election time, I would say anywhere from September on. Watch from September on, middle to late September, they'll start another pandemic, locking things down, midterm elections. They'll start that all the way rolling right into Christmas and right into the 2023, the new year, right into January. It's going to happen, folks. It's not debatable. It's already planned. It will happen. They have to crash again the United States economy. They have to cause inflation. They have to cause food shortages. You know, and I pray for all of you folks out there listening to the podcast. I even pray for some of my extended family members, you know, just like my sister and brother-in-laws, cousins, aunts, and uncles, and everybody, especially here in Michigan and living different places like that. A lot of my good friends down in Florida, I pray for you as well. You know, there's lots and lots and lots of things that are going to be happening. And I would simply tell people, you know, if you're not right with Jesus Christ, you better get right now. Okay. If you're not right with God, you better get right now. Your life, I repeat, folks, your life can be snuffed out at a blink of an eye. You know, just like that quick is how fast your life can be snuffed out. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I hate to say this, folks, but I'm very direct and to the point. The pastors will not say this anymore in churches, but if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you do not believe in God Almighty through Jesus Christ, you're going to go straight to hell. Okay? I cannot say that in any nicer way. I wish and pray that I could. I will never, ever, ever lie to you. I will always tell you the truth. Sometimes it'll be very harsh. But if you don't know Jesus Christ, folks, you're going to go straight to hell. And that's just a fact of life. There's nothing I can do about that. I can lead you to water. I can help give you resources. I can help try to even find you a church. But I said, I cannot make anyone on this planet accept Jesus Christ. God gave you the free will when you were born through your mother and father. God gave you through the free will to do things and to not do things, to have free will to think, to think, to reason, to have logic, to figure things out in life, to walk, to breathe, to run, to shout, to smile, to move. God gave you all these abilities free, didn't charge you anything. If you choose not to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and God Almighty, then that's your business. But for those people, here's a simple prayer that's not given their life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours. I would like to have you repeat this prayer. This is known in the circle, and this is known with most pastors is a salvation prayer. That's what this is. Again, I'm not a professional speaker. I'm just a humble podcaster, folks. And again, I'm not a pastor or anything like that. I'm just a humble podcaster, and I'm just trying to get the word out through Jesus Christ and also warn as many people as possible listening to this podcast. There's tens of thousands and thousands of listeners now to this podcast. It's grown exponentially because of you and God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And this is why I keep growing and growing, and I'll keep giving and giving and giving and giving my time, giving my effort, and keep inviting people to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. So let me just find a quiet spot, folks, as we conclude this podcast. Find a quiet spot. And if you'd like to give your life to Jesus Christ, just repeat after me. If you would like to receive the gift of God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and lips out loud. Okay? Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free, Jesus. Thank you that you died for me. Believe that you are risen from the dead and that you are coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me passion for the lost, hunger for things of God, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven and on my way to heaven because of you, Jesus, Yeshua, in my heart. In your precious name I pray, amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, if you repeated that prayer with me and you said that prayer, God bless you. I love you. God and Jesus Christ loves you. Thank you for doing that. If you said that prayer, I don't care if just even one person said that prayer. That's how this goes. You know, I'm not going to get the entire world. It's just the next person and the next person. And that's what I care about. You know, one at a time. You just have to have patience in the world and believe in God Almighty and do God's will through Jesus Christ. And if you repeated that prayer, congratulations. Your first step is what you would like to do or what you should do is find a good Bible. If you're here in the United States, you can even order one, believe it or not, before they discontinue them at Amazon. You can go on to Amazon and order a Bible. You can go to a local store. You might even be able to pick one up at a Walmart sometimes. You might find a Bible there, very rarely, but you can. I've seen them before in my travels. There's a lot of different places. If you can't find a Bible there, then the next step is you can go, once you read a Bible, you can go and you'll have some questions. Go find a good church, a church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you can go there and you can ask them, ask the deacon, ask the elder, ask the assistant pastor or pastor, senior pastor, and just say, hey, I got a bunch of questions. I listened to this one guy here, End Time World News. I said a prayer. He said it was a salvation prayer. I've asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior and understand he died on the cross at Calvary to wash my sins and to save all of mankind. And I accepted Jesus. And I said that prayer with this guy here on End Time World News. And that pastor will automatically, that deacon, that senior pastor, that assistant pastor will know. And if you don't have a Bible, you could even ask them for a Bible. And I'm sure, I'm almost guaranteed they could get you a Bible or help get you resources to furnish a Bible for you. And get into a good church, again, that preaches the Holy Spirit, that preaches the Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then again, you'll have questions for that pastor. Write your questions down. Get ready. Find, a deacon, a senior pastor, even a junior pastor probably would be able to help you. And write those questions down, folks, and ask and ask and ask. And say, Jesus is coming. When is Jesus coming back? You know, everybody wants to know that. And somebody would say, I had a friend and a friend's a spouse died, or this person died, my aunt, my uncle, my grandma, my grandpa. Why did they have to die if I believe in God? People has all kinds of questions, billions of questions, not millions, but billions of questions. And so write those questions down, folks, and ask those questions to the members of the congregation. Ask and ask and ask. Somebody might even say something simple like, what is Jesus? How can Jesus help me? What do I have to do to deserve his grace? What is grace? What is forgiveness? What is the Holy Spirit? I mean, I ask so many questions, hundreds, and still asking questions to today. It's an endless learning phase, folks. It's just totally endless. Jesus Christ is your salvation to God. Jesus is the only way to the Father, to God the Father. Jesus the Son is the only way. And so, folks, you have to understand that if you don't accept Jesus Christ, Jesus Yeshua, what's going to happen is you're not going to make it. You're not going to go to heaven. And people don't understand that. And they just, if there's any time in your life, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Yeshua. And I say Yeshua because in Hebrew, that's the correct name for Jesus, okay? And so a lot of people get misconstrued. And so I thoroughly understand that. So sometimes people might get hung up and say, well, that's not his real name. Over here in Arabic, it's Yeshua. Okay, well, I got that. So you'll hear me say that from time to time. I'll say Jesus, Yeshua, just so there's no confusion out there. Just like my name might be Eric. It might be Enrique in Spanish, okay? So, you know, or whatever it is in Spanish. I'm not very good at Spanish, obviously. But again, that's how it is. You know, we can have one name, but it might mean something different in a different language, a different pronunciation. So that's what you have to understand, folks. Jesus is still Jesus. Yeshua is still Yeshua. There's just different names. There's different languages. There's I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of languages on the face of the earth and the planet. So, you know, you just have to understand and be able to translate that into a universal language so everybody can understand, everybody can accept Jesus Christ as their Lord, personal Savior. So I hope that makes sense, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations always help and greatly appreciate it. We have three donations link. We have a PayPal link. We have a Venmo. We have Cash App. So decide, you know, what is best for you. If you got anything at all out of this podcast, and definitely your donations are certainly welcome. And be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. And also you can get me on Proton Mail at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com with your questions. Thanks again, folks. God bless. See ya. Take care until next time. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.